Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, State Senate Minority Leader Rob Ort. Rob, thanks for being with us. Earlier this week, the governor announced an agreed-upon $237 billion state budget. Were you surprised at all that the governor made the announcement earlier this week?
Well, I'm surprised that she announced, language always, I guess in this role, you have to pay attention. She said, we have the parameters of a conceptual deal, which has got to be the most nebulous, ambiguous deal for a $237 billion budget that I've ever heard. So it seems there's a framework. It seems that there is agreement on some of the broad strokes on some of the issues that have delayed the budget. But there is still, we have not seen any actual budget bills. So my conference, I have not seen any budget bills. There are some draft languages that is starting to trickle into us this morning, which our teams will go through. But I have not seen any final budget bill. There's 9 budget bills that still have to be voted on. And of course, we're just about 3 weeks late here at this point. So it's not final until there's bills in print and until we're voting and until it's done. So I think we're still several days away from actually having a fiscal plan here in the state of New York.
Rob, school districts were anticipating a cut in state funding. They're adopting budgets right now that'll be voted on by taxpayers next month, but there's uncertainty in the amount that they're receiving. Do lawmakers even know the numbers?
So maybe somebody does, Susan. I would say most lawmakers don't. I think the understanding that has come out of the talks and that I am aware of is that there has been a restoration. So most of your school districts at this point, if they've gone forward with their budgets, they have no choice but to operate under the governor's budget proposal. So the governor's education number and the number that they would receive under her budget. I know several districts, they really don't have an option. They have to operate off of that number unless the budget had been adopted April 1st. So right now, some of those districts are operating off of very significant budget cuts, making several layoffs of teachers and other staff. And I suspect there will be a significant restoration as part of this budget, but I don't know if it'll be a full restoration or, what the number is. So obviously that uncertainty has real implications for districts. It has real implications for people who work in those school districts, and obviously for the children and parents who go to those schools. So that's one of those definite negative implications of a delayed budget like this. Last year it was done in May. This year, here we are, April, middle of April, and still no budget.
From what we understand, over $4 billion set aside to deal with the migrant issue in New York City. Do you have any idea what exactly that money would be going toward?
So it's you have $2.4 billion is the number that we have. It's $4 billion in the last 2 years, right? So there was the way that sort of the fiscal year works and the way this money works, it ends up being with if that number is unchanged. I don't know if the legislature added to it in the final deal, but our understanding is $2.4 billion for, you know, the state fiscal year of 2024 into 2025. But that is on top of $2 billion that we set aside over the last fiscal year. So, you know, $4 billion, it's going to go to housing. It's going to go to transportation. It's going to go to food. It's going to go to all the I guess you would call it basic services that the city of New York provides. You know, whether when you see the gift card money, when you see certainly to house these individuals, healthcare, all of the expenses that a city like New York and other communities like Western New York, all of the communities that incur the cost that these migrants impose, right? That when you have 186,000 people who are here illegally with no ability to work, that's going to cause problems. It's going to cause a strain on resources. So this money, I guess, is being sent to the city of New York to offset the cost that they're incurring. So it's almost like you could almost look at Brian as like a reimbursement of their costs. Now, what we know from last year is they used some of that money, the transportation piece, to send these folks to other communities like Erie County or Westchester County or wherever, whatever community enters into an agreement to receive them. This money is used, I no doubt, in some way to ultimately pay vendors, pay hotels, pay, meal providers. So that's what the money is going to. The problem is obviously the dollar now. It's $2.4 billion. It's over $4 billion. I can't think of any other group specific in the budget. We're increasing spending under the governor's plan, $8 billion over last year, $8 billion. And I'm failing to see at this point what New Yorkers are getting more for that $8 billion. But I can definitely see that people who are here illegally, they're getting $2.4 billion, $4 billion between last year and this year. And the other problem is we're not doing anything to stem that flow, Brian. So 186,000 people at this point, but because of the sanctuary policies in New York State and the absolute sanctuary policies in New York City, this crisis is not going to show any sign of stemming. And of course, you have the federal, immigration open border policy. So what are we doing to make sure we're not spending $2.3 billion every year going forward for the foreseeable future? Unfortunately, I don't see anything like that in this budget.
Well, Rob, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.